Now, it's the sort of health news to toast with a kind of a cheeky tipple. A major new study has found that apparently drinking a couple of glasses of wine or beer a night while adding a few extra pounds in weight could actually be the secret to living into your 90s. So joining us to discuss this is Dr. Phil Kieran, a GP working in Washington Street in Cork. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
So it's just as simple as that. That's all you have to do to live until you're 90.
If it were that simple, I think we'd all be doing it. We'd know it long ago. I suppose looking into what helps some people live till healthy old age is a really interesting topic. And actually in the US, last year, they've decided to classify aging as a treatable disease to allow funding into research to help what we can do to do it better. What I would say, though, is this study itself, although really interesting, it was looking at 1,700 people. And if you think about the various things that went into their lifespan over 90 years, I think it's probably a little bit small to say to everyone, listen, go out and drink every night and you'll be doing grand.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And I'm sure there's plenty of medical practitioners, no more than yourself, that will advise against it. But look, it is, I suppose it's kind of, it seems that nearly every couple of months we have some new, you know, research or survey or findings or revelation that kind of finds, you know, if you do this and do it in small, you know, amounts or moderation or whatever, you'll live to, you know, till a longer period of time.
The whole moderation thing.
Yeah, but
really,
that's what it is, isn't it? It's just kind of, you know, everyone has somebody, a relative or a neighbour or somebody that they know that managed to live past the 90 or even the 100 odd mark.
Yeah.
And some may never have drank or smoked in their life and others did, you know.
And it is, there has been floating around for at least the last 20 years, there's been some trials that suggest that drinking small amounts of alcohol are beneficial for your health. Now, I guess we've never had a conclusive study which has shown exactly how much is the right amount to be drinking. And we certainly know that in anything other than very small amounts, it has the potential to be much more deleterious to your health. What I find interesting in this is that they've compared it to people who are teetotal. And we do know that there are a number of studies which look at teetotal people and show that they tend to die off younger. And there's lots of theories why that is. But certainly it's saying that there is possibly a low level of alcohol intake. I would disagree with their argument that it needs to be taken every day. I would say that we should still have at least as many days alcohol-free as with it. Mm-hmm. But certainly I think it's an interesting one to look at, and I think it's a question that does need to be looked at in more detail rather than just blanket saying it's all bad.
But if I'm not mistaken though, Phil, if it's a case that you kind of hold out and you're probably, you know, having a couple of drinks 2 or 3 days a week, do you not fall into the category then of binge drinking?
So a binge would be anything more than 3 drinks in one sitting. And this is where moderation comes into it. But if you think about it, if you drink 9 drinks in a week or 12 drinks in a week, that is hitting your limits for the total alcohol intake for the week. So if you were having 2 to 3 drinks for 3 or 4 days a week, that's the maximum amount you should be taking in any case. Now, if you have 9 of your drinks on one night a week, you're still staying under your weekly target, but that is significantly damaging to your liver.
One of the things that kind of caught my eye actually when I was looking over this this study a little bit earlier on today is the idea that, you know, we kind of constantly hear about like trying to maintain and being told that you should try and maintain a low weight, you know, try and maintain, keep your weight low, I should say, really, that's the best way to try and stay healthy. But this survey actually says and kind of indicates that if you're carrying a couple of extra pounds, it may not be a bad thing.
It may not be a bad thing. No, this is the second study I've seen that suggests this actually, and there was one maybe about 3 or 4 years ago which suggested being slightly overweight. Now, what do we mean by that? We mean a BMI, which is a measure of your weight for your height, of about 26 or 27, so not up into what a lot of people would consider overweight. It's the kind of thing you'd say, not skinny, but not overweight, you know? And one of the reasons is that as we get older, we tend to suffer from loss of appetite, poor nutrition, and one of the big killers of people over the age of about 70 is actually cancer. And if you are heavier going into chemotherapy, you tend to do a lot better. So carrying a few extra pounds may well be more beneficial to a population's health as they get older. But on an individual basis, it depends what way you go. And definitely once you start getting up into the obese category, which is a lot lighter than most people would think, you're into a lot more problems than potential benefits with it.
Like, I suppose the reality is as well, like, and even when we just kind of look at, I suppose, the most recent statistics from the likes of the CSO, the Central Statistics Office, like as a nation over the course of the next 10, 20, 30 years, we're going to live longer and more of us are going to live to an older age as well.
Yeah.
So more of us are probably, may not necessarily be myself, but many of us are going to hit the mark of 90 plus, and that's kind of a reality.
It is, and I suppose it's a really interesting thing because a lot of those stories, well, my dad dad drank and smoked like a chimney and he lived till whatever age. It's an interesting concept because people are looking at that going, well, I should do fine if I follow the same thing. But if your life expectancy has gone up another 10 years, the way to think about it is that you want to be as healthy at 80 as our predecessors were at 60. You know?
Okay.
And so it's about looking at these things. And I think it is interesting to look at things like alcohol and caffeine, which have in the past kind of been tarred with a brush of all bad, and to see whether there is a beneficial effect to keeping us healthier into old age rather than just looking at it as what age do they die at, you know?
What do you kind of, what advice, Phil, I suppose, finally, as a doctor, do you give, do you give kind of people when they hear sort of recent surveys and studies and research like this?
I suppose what I always say to people is, first of all, to take it with a grain of salt, right? Because a lot of these research, they get headlines because they're very dramatic, but they're small numbers. Like, if you look at that, that's 1,700 people. There are studies looking at alcohol consumption in tens of thousands of people, and they haven't shown these benefits. So although it's interesting and promising, I would still stick to moderation, which is less than most of us want to drink, and I would stick to a healthy lifestyle and try to keep the weight static. Your weight will naturally creep up as we get older because your muscle mass goes down and our ability to burn calories decreases. So if you try not to gain weight, you'll gain a little bit. Don't be too hard on yourself about it, and that's probably enough to keep you healthy.
Okay. Just somebody has actually texted in to say, what about stress and a positive mental attitude? How much does that account for?
So stress is very, is particularly damaging to our health, and we know that the stress levels of people who are working nowadays is actually significantly higher than it was in the past. And so I would say that reducing your stress levels, this is one of the things where socializing, and we often wonder with studies that show the beneficial effects of alcohol, we wonder, is it actually, are you looking at a surrogate marker for people with better social outlets? And is that why they're doing a bit better? So certainly de-stressing is an incredibly important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle, no more so than exercise.
Look, I have to actually just put a question to you here that somebody else has got in contact to say. I know we're talking about the idea of trying to hit the ripe old age of 90, but this texter has said, can you please ask your doctor, I've just turned 40 years of age and suddenly can't lose any weight. What should I be doing and can I be doing? It's absolutely breaking my spirit.
It is, and when I hit 30, I gained about 2.5 stone in 3 months because of something like this. So as we get older, our muscle mass, our lean muscle mass decreases by about 10% per decade after the age of 30. Now, what that does to us is our ability to burn calories through exercise goes way, way down. So in your 20s, you can burn thousands of calories more than your basic requirements. And in your 40s, it's a lot less. So what we need to do is, A, what that listener can do is do a bit of resistance training, so weight training to try and build up their muscles again. But the main thing is to watch the calorie intake. And what I usually recommend to my patients is using an app that sort of gives some insight into the calories, even just for a week or two, so you can get an idea of what you're eating. Because it's often quite surprising, even
well,
for
actually,
people who
there
are
was,
fairly well informed.
Yeah, there was just a recent survey I was actually just reading over the weekend as well, that we kind of underestimate how much, how many calories that we have within our daily intake, as in that we're underestimating it, basically.
Oh, yeah, significantly. Like, I mean, I just out of interest, I did a calorie tracking for about 2 or 3 weeks, and it really builds up. It's all, like, I guess each individual item I ate, I kind of had a rough idea of what was in it, but I wasn't adding them up in my head correctly, do you know? And you get up to your target very, very quickly. And then you're kind of sitting there going, well, I'll just have something small.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're making the sandwich, but you sort of forget to account for the bread in the calorie counting.
Exactly.
Look,
yeah.
I'll just take one more for the moment because this texter says it's a really common one that comes up in kind of research all of the time. There's always stories. Is there any science behind red wine being more healthy than white wine?
It's an interesting one, and that originally comes from there was research that showed that people who live on a Mediterranean diet in Mediterranean countries had better life expectancies, and it was thought that it was down to this red wine effect. Now, there is a lot of research going on into these compounds called bioflavonoids at the moment, and there is slightly more of them in red wine, but there's no evidence, unfortunately, that red wine is better than any other wine for you.
Okay, well, I'm afraid that's some disappointing news for that particular listener. Look, my thanks to you for joining us today, of course, Dr. Phil Kieran, who's a GP working in Washington Street in Cork. Just approaching 20 to 2, you're listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.